worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
The world just got a little bit less infected, and we'll explain why in just a couple of minutes. Welcome to a freak accident. This infection's still spreading, though. My name is Crisco, welcoming you to the podcast. Again, it's called A Freak Accident because that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And our website is afreakaccident.com. Back again this week, me, Crisco, Lazy E at my left.
Yes.
Mickey at my right.
Sure.
And Kara is back across the way.
Yeah.
Kicking and screaming, dragging her back.
Nice and clean.
She tried to jump. Yep, another one.
Another one.
I'm not going to say it.
What does DJ Khaled say? Another one.
Another one.
Yeah,
another
right.
So yeah, you tried to jump the border to Mexico. Didn't work.
Nope.
Got you before you can get into international waters. Told you, that tracking device that I slipped into the one chip, it has paid off in dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was his idea.
Oh, that's
true.
Yeah. But yeah, welcome to our podcast. Got a good one lined up this week. And I mentioned one little bit less infection in the world. That is because Kara, what happened?
I became one of the Fize guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, click. Nikki, you're outnumbered now.
Yeah. Don't care.
Come on, Mickey.
Why are we doing the West Side Story?
I don't know.
I feel like we should break out
because
the song.
We're a rival gang.
It's like 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it's the Fize.
Make it go away.
It's the Fize guys versus the anti-vaxxer.
You better get vaxxed before you get taxed.
That actually might be a legitimate
yeah.
song.
Who's the? What's the McCarthy sister that's got the crazy ideas about holistic medicine and everything else?
Oh.
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. That's
no.
That's your contemporary.
No. Look at her, like, please don't say that.
No. How does that make you feel?
She'll do whatever it takes to not be compared to that.
I think I finally affected her with something.
I know.
One of my words finally had barbs to it.
That was a name.
Yeah.
It was implied.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, still, damage dealt.
Excellent.
If it bleeds, we can kill it. But yeah, no, that's great. That's awesome that you got it. Very cool. Did you experience any side effects from it yet or anything like that?
My arm was sore this morning for like an hour or two.
Did you get it today? Or
got it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay, yeah. So you're probably past the point then where you'd have any kind of reaction.
Yeah, it's more than 24 hours. So.
Yeah.
And it was only the first shot. I still have another one coming.
Right, yeah. The second one, I mean, I said before too, for me it was marginally worse. It was just like I felt off for a day.
Yeah.
Which, like, that was, like, the most that happened. So, I mean, if that's all that you felt was sore arm, because that was all that I had for first one.
Yeah.
So, it's you'll probably be fine.
I actually had more of effect for the first one.
Really?
Yeah, the second one. And they say, I've heard somewhere, and I don't know if this is proven or not, that if you get sick off the first one, it means you had it already.
That may be true. I'm not entirely sure.
I have no idea. I read that randomly.
I do know for people who've had COVID, when they get the second dose, it's usually it knocks them flat. For a good solid day,
wow.
They are out for the count while they, you know, they deal with that ramping up of the immune system.
You see, I was fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mickey, you hit me in the arm every time when I got that shot. Go hit her.
No, please don't. Actually, wait, I don't know. It's like a little if I touch it, but not, I don't know. It's fine.
Clean.
Wow. You know what?
Beautiful.
Like whole compilation of Kara.
I honestly feel
it's going to happen.
I'm just here for drops. Is that
yes.
my purpose?
There's like a sparkle off of her. Every time she does that, it's just like ding. It is like, oh, perfect.
It was like seeing my plate get filled with the filet mignon.
It's
right
like
there.
Seeing the face of God. Yeah,
I kept saying the words, looking at your faces, knowing you were doing something.
And when everybody was quiet, I'm just like, Thank you, God.
What do you? I mean, really, you have stepped out as the drop factory of the show. It's you manufacture them like crazy.
Wendy,
it's like Samsung produces phones and Kara produces drops. It's
it's so good. Yes. Yum, yum. Oh, going yum yum.
Yum yum.
Oh, I love it. I can't get enough of it. So, and they're even better out of context.
Just like, I know.
Not even knowing what was happening at the time that they were being said. It's just like,
I'm wearing your mother.
Yeah.
That one in context didn't make sense because it wasn't said in the movie at all.
Right, yeah. What movie was that supposed to be?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh. Wow. Have you seen that movie?
Not for a while.
Oh, obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
She got Bates and Bill mixed up.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people misremember that Will Smith said "Welcome to Earth" when he did not, and then Kara misremembers that line in there somewhere.
I'm wearing your mother.
I'm wearing your mother. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Good for you. Very cool. Go get your vaccine if you haven't yet, people listening. Lazy E, what's new with you? Anything exciting or different?
The house is sold.
That's true. It did happen.
That's about it.
It's pretty
money,
nice.
Money, money, money,
money.
That's a song in the iPad somewhere.
Money.
Yeah.
It's better like that.
Yeah. Here comes the money. So, like, when he comes in with, like, a tiger skin suit, you'll know that the closing has occurred because he's just going to start.
I'm going to smile and have gold teeth.
Yeah. A ring on every finger. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, Kara, you got a job, too.
I did.
Kara was even joking downstairs that it's like she missed 1 week and completely transformed into an entirely new person.
Yep.
She's got a new hairstyle, got a vaccine, new job. So what's the new time? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
I know.
The whole world has been rewritten from underneath me, and I missed it. I missed the whole thing.
Yep.
But tell us about the new gig.
New job at the radio station.
OnlyFans.
Promotions director. I'm going to do what I do and do it well. No, that was another one, wasn't it?
That was her mission statement.
So was that her interview? Because I'm sold.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it well.
I mean, there's nothing more that needs to be said. I don't need to know anything about your background. Nope. That singular statement.
Yep. Doing it well. Oh, no, that's the wrong doing it. That is not.
Is that how you got the job?
I was just going to say that is not how I got that job.
Another clean delivery from the.
Mind the Rockets.
Another clean delivery from the Drop Factory.
Just, I have to not always say all the words that come out of my mouth. Wait, what?
That's a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt right there.
Oh, my God. What she just said hurt me.
Now she's manufacturing merch.
I know.
Oh, no. Stop talking to me. Talk to somebody else.
You're the one talking.
Yeah, I know. We're not saying a word.
I haven't even asked a question in like the last 5 minutes.
It's just you, Kara.
She's just off the tracks. Careening down the hill.
Nope. Nothing else.
Yeah. It'll happen.
It's inevitable at this point.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. What was that? What was going on with me? Oh, Lazy E, you will be happy. I feel like you could appreciate this.
Okay.
For the first time in the better part of a decade, this weekend, I am going to be returning to the wonderful game of golf.
Ooh!
Yes. I went the other day, and I splurged. I got myself a new set of clubs.
Whoa.
I got some new shoes. I got myself a box of balls, a new glove.
Yep.
Tell me that was clean.
That was clean.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. But I'm ready to go. It will be the first time I've played, though, in, I think, 6 or 7 years.
Are you going to play captain and crew?
No, it's just me. It's actually just me and my dad going out together.
Oh, okay.
It was just kind of like I offered, you know, that was like a, it's a delayed Father's Day gift. I told him, I'll buy you a round of golf because me and he have not played in about the same amount of time. And so I was like, we're long overdue. He's got a new, like, bionic hip. He's got two new bionic hips and two new bionic knees. So I told him, I'm like, let's get out there and see what a robot looks like on the golf course. So I'm taking him out, but it'll be the first time I've played. So I can't wait to see how bad I still am.
Are you going to be playing on, like, one of those cheapo courses? Because that's what I love.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I mean, you can't play it. What, like, the big local course around here is called, for people who don't, you know, aren't familiar with our area, it's called Glenmara National Golf Club. It is a junior PGA Tour course.
I think so.
One of the PGA Tours, I don't know if it's the official one or whatever, but they do have an actual a tournament at that course every single year.
Yep.
So it's a really nice, really high-end, upscale golf course. I've never played it. I've been to it. Like, I've seen it up close. It is pristine. But, yeah, no, I don't play places like that. Are you kidding me?
I go to the ones where the grass is growing in the sand traps.
Oh, yeah. Like Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
I love Four Seasons.
Yeah,
it's great. It is inexpensive, but it is still a golf game. You can still get a golf game in there. But there actually are some nice courses around here. And then there are others, again, like the country clubs, which are like, you know, I don't know. A country club to me just seems so... It's one of those things, even if I had money, I'm not sure if I could ever justify blowing money on a country club membership every month. Because not only do you have the fees, but then, like, you have to maintain a tab of a certain dollar amount. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you don't, like, spend through that tab, I'm pretty sure you just end up getting charged it anyway, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's the one around here I know is like an absurd tab that you have to keep open every single month. It's like, I just don't know if I could justify an expense like that. If I had the money, it would be like, well, what's the point?
You know? even if you did become part of that, you have to change your whole style.
Right.
I mean, you have to wear the t-shirt like tied around your neck and then walk out with shorts, shirt tied around your neck, and then a polo.
Do they require that?
No, I'm just saying you'd have to act like a snob.
I was gonna say, because like I'm still wearing my jean jacket and my and my cargo shorts. Like, that's still how I'm showing up to those gigs. I would not be changing my style to look like some kind of yuppie weirdo.
No, but you have to. It just happens when you become part of a country
you're
club.
Saying it's like mitosis. Yeah, okay.
No, it's your whole body, not just your toes.
Oh my god. Wait for that.
Yeah.
Golf clap for you.
Yeah, thank you.
But I'm excited. You know, it'll be fun to get out and play again. Mickey is continuing to build a bike park.
Yep.
Has construction actually begun yet?
No.
Just drawings.
Yeah, just doodles.
More drawings.
This is going to become a comic book.
With all the drawings I have? Yes, it will.
Mickey's Adventurous Park.
Yeah, what is it called? An action adventure park? Is that what you called it?
What? Extreme Sports Park?
No, there was something. It was action something, wasn't it?
I thought
wasn't
so.
It like an action sports park? Was that it?
I mean, yeah, I guess they do refer to them as that.
You referred to it as something like that at one point, and Lazy Eid, I think, reacted with like an ooh. you made it sound so like insane and wild. And
I think that's how they label them.
Yeah, does Indiana Jones hang out there because of all the adventure that's to be had?
Could be.
They're boulders that fall out of the ceiling and roll after
patrons?
Totally
could be. I mean, did you see the drawing that the kid sent me?
No.
He wanted the Shark Tank in there.
Oh, great idea.
Yep.
I think so.
It was fantastic.
Just get them to sign that waiver. You're not liable for anything. And I mean, you know, sharks got to eat. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Crisco will try to do a jump then again.
I mean, well, here's the thing. What's the worst that could happen?
You just died.
That's a win for everybody.
No, but it would be a painful death.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, it's not a maybe, it's a yes.
Be rad, though.
Or you die. Ugh. You get bit.
No. Everybody.
Multiple little bites all over.
Did everybody just miss the Chugi moment from Crisco?
The Chugi moment? Rad? When I
rad,
said
yeah.
I'm just going to gloss over that. No, multiple little bites.
Yeah.
So these are tiny sharks?
No, they're just sophisticated sharks.
Yeah. Yeah, pinky fin out while it's biting a morsel.
They have a monocle.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to the Shark Tank at the bike park.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
I think it's going to be great, too. That's a great, great idea. Carrie, you've been remarkably quiet the last 10 minutes.
I don't know what I'm going to say next. I'm nervous.
I can't wait.
I know.
I'm so excited for it. on the show today, we've got a news segment that is just jam-packed with
Give
stuff.
Me something in it. Tease me.
Quentin Tarantino hates his mom.
Oh, yes, he does.
We've got another edition of Figure Out the Fall. Oh! Oops. He complained last week that it wasn't loud enough, so now I'm just giving it to you louder every time.
Because it wasn't loud enough last time.
It's loud.
Oh my god!
So yeah, we got that coming at you. You okay?
I can't hear myself think.
I think
those words are in my head now forever.
It's the NBC edition of Figure Out the Fall premieres. We'll be getting to it. We have a list of jobs with the most psychopaths working there. One of these hits very close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 fun behind-the-scenes moments from movie sets. So, a lot coming your way on this episode. We're glad you're here for it.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
News update.
But not with Chris Cuomo, thank God. We've got our own news update coming at you hard and fast. Bad language to use when we're talking about Cuomo, but that's not even the first segment. Hit it, Johnny!
It's lazy. I'm
loving it. Every couple of years we get a story like this. A woman is suing McDonald's.
No way.
It was first the hot coffee.
That
was too hot.
That was the one where, like, I lost all faith in.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You know what I mean? Because that's one of those things that justice failed that day. Because I feel like in that scenario, the judge should have straight up just said, ma'am, what did you order? Coffee. Did you order iced coffee? No, coffee. How does that normally come? That would have been, is it hot? Case dismissed. That would have been the end of it. It should have been the end of it, you know, but that was the whole thing. That's why now everybody has to have the caution hot written on the side of their freaking cups now, was because of that case, because that lady actually won that case.
Yeah,
I believe.
She did. Yep.
But now another lawsuit against good old Mickey D's has arisen. A woman in Russia is suing McDonald's. This is questionable. Potentially. She's suing because she claims their burger ads were too tempting. She considers herself an Orthodox Christian and says that in April of 2019, she made it most of the way through Lent, but saw a McDonald's ad and could not help herself. She immediately went to McDonald's and got a cheeseburger. Single image of that burger, and I thought, surely the cow is holy. Look what is produced from its flesh. Therefore, I am now Hindu because the cow truly is sacred to me.
But for her to say McDonald's was too tempting, but isn't that the whole idea of Lent is you're not supposed to be tempted? You're supposed to...
Yeah, you're supposed to overcome temptation with Lent, I believe.
She should really take that up with God.
It's also Russia. So what kind of advertising are they doing over there?
Come to McDonald's, have yourself burger.
Or die.
There is no cheese. Government-owned cheese. Only burger for you. The woman is claiming it is a, quote, violation of the consumer protection law. She wants the court to investigate. She wishes McDonald's to compensate her for moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rupees.
Wow. What is that?
That's so fake.
Which again, consider that the Russian dollar is called a ruble.
Ruble.
It's Russia. I don't know what they're doing over there.
Mickey, have you ever considered a cheeseburger that could make you want to become a Christian? Not one that would make you renounce Christianity.
No.
No? You've never seen a burger so holy?
I have.
A holy burger? Yeah? Where
yeah.
from?
Because Five I Guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're good burgers.
I do whatever they want me to do.
Pull it, I'll believe in you, whatever God you are.
OJ, why do you keep doing this? OJ, why do you try?
Why OJ? Why OJ?
OJ,
I like that he had a synchronized dance to go along with that. We're talking about OJ Simpson because
he never gives up. He always keeps digging it deeper.
By the way, did you guys like that he was on either Twitter or whatever the other day saying, yeah, I got my vaccine. Everybody needs to go and get the jab. And I'm like, not the man you want to be advertising jabs or stabs or anything of that nature.
No.
But he has said that he will not go back to Los Angeles. He wants to. I'm sorry, he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
I thought they said he wants to, but he won't.
Oh.
He spends most of his time in Vegas these days, although his parole officer allowed him to visit his kids in Florida. That's nice. One place he refuses to go, though, is Los Angeles. Can you guess why?
I know why.
I know why. So I don't want to guess.
He says, quote, I have trouble with L.A. People may think this is self-serving, but I might be sitting next to whoever did it. I hate to break it to you, OJ, but you're sitting inside of the person who did it every single day of your life.
Every time you see a mirror, you're seeing that person.
You're staring at him. You're staring right into the soulless eyes of that person.
Also, I feel like saying I'm afraid I'm going to run into the real person who did it is like drawing so much attention to it.
Yeah.
You know, like you're pushing it. You're trying to push it the opposite way so much that it's like so obviously. And that's, you know, I don't know.
I wonder if he's lied to himself so much.
He just believes it now?
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe he's turning, you know, he played football. Maybe he's getting enough hits to the
CTE.
Head.
CTE.
Yeah.
I do like the end of his quote, though. Because he says, people may think this is self-serving, but I might be sitting next to whoever did it. I really don't know who did this.
No,
which
really,
almost
I
seems
don't.
To, like...
Again.
Yeah, that's like pulling the rug out from his own potential... You know, denial there.
Denying it too much. It's kind of obvious.
Yeah. Exactly. The it, of course, that OJ's referring to is the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman. Officially, it remains unsolved to this day. Officially, anyway.
Yeah.
But we know.
Well, it doesn't fit.
He adds, quote, I figured eventually somebody would confess to something, you know? Yeah, us too, OJ.
Incidentally.
Yeah, us too. I had one subject I told my lawyers to look at. I still think he might be involved, but I can't talk about it.
Oh.
Right.
Because it's him.
Right, yeah, exactly. The funny thing is Nicole Brown's sister did actually respond to this. She heard about his comments about not knowing who killed her and suggested they might prove that he is delusional. She explained to TMZ that all there is to do is look at the DNA evidence from the murders, which shows the only blood at the crime scene belonged to Nicole, Ron, and OJ.
Yeah, that's true.
She believes, of course, that OJ killed Nicole and Ron and suggested that he had been feeding himself these lies for so many years he might now believe them.
She's in
agreement with Lazy E. Yeah. Yeah. Tanya adds, at this point in her life, she has forgiven OJ for what he did and actually pities him. However, she says when he continues to talk about it, it's simply disrespectful to her family and Ron's, and she wishes he'd let it go, too. I mean, you did get away with murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yep.
Just stop.
Stop it.
Stop acknowledging it. Definitely don't do that thing where you say, oh, yeah, it, right? It, the thing I definitely didn't do, and I don't know who did.
Oh,
okay. I can't
really
imagine who did it.
Oh, I'm gonna start a new foundation where we can try to solve this murder for free.
Because obviously it wasn't me that did it. But we must find who was, not the me person that did it.
Yeah, and he even wrote a book that said, if, and on all red letters, I did it. That book is out.
Who okays that cover art if he doesn't want to
admit it? Do you think his foundation would be called It?
Yes.
It. Being the thing that I definitely did not do.
Really, really.
Elon Musk, our eventual overlord. Eventually it's going to come down to some kind of, like, mountaintop fist, or no, he and Bezos are going to end up in a fist fight on top of a skyscraper or something. Like
winner takes all.
Yeah. Winner gets the world. It's going to be Musk versus Bezos, and I'm pulling for Musk in that.
Yeah.
But Elon, I mean, it doesn't just figure that billionaires, playing with rockets, mm-hmm. and trying to beat one another into space. Eventually, it was going to lead to something like this. But I wonder who the audience for this is. I do have to wonder, because Elon now says that he wants to sell advertising space in space. Literally, he wants to sell advertising space.
Yeah.
Mm. Bound to happen.
Yeah, a Canadian company called Geometric Energy Corporation is teaming up with SpaceX to do it. Here's how it'll apparently work. GEC is building a satellite called a CubeSat. One side of it will be a pixelated display screen where advertisements, logos, and other art will appear. A SpaceX rocket will take it into orbit and release it. Then a so-called selfie stick on the satellite will film the display screen and live stream it to YouTube or Twitch.
What?
So it's not even visible from the ground. Somebody has to log into YouTube to see it. Just YouTube advertise.
Yeah.
Just advertise on YouTube. That's stupid. Spend all the money that you would spend on getting this thing to space and just buy a whole bunch of YouTube ads.
That's dumb.
That can be the lead-in to being the elite for the next couple weeks, and I'll know exactly what your company's all about, and we'll call it a day.
You could put a TV in a room with fake stars and a fake moon and then pretend it's what you're trying to go for. Yeah? No?
Yeah.
That would work.
The funny thing is, an indie musician named Nat Puff, which why?
Well.
But he appealed to Elon's girlfriend Grimes saying, quote, "Can you please just ask him to do something about climate change?" He's wasting all this time on stupid things like this. Do something real. Feed some poor people. They're dying out there.
Really?
Nah, let's make some space ads.
And everywhere I go, women know I'm only
flirt. This was breaking as of yesterday? Yesterday at the time of this recording, anyway. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced that he is stepping aside and stepping down from his office.
A week after saying, "I'm not resigning."
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is months too late for this to have meant anything.
Yeah.
Really. Mm. I mean, his whole thing is he's like, "Well, I don't want it to get in the way of doing the job of leading the state or whatever." And it's like, bro, because he's just trying to salvage whatever he can, because you got to figure this guy was like sitting very high on the top of the political mountain last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really for no other reason than he just happened to not be Donald Trump during the coronavirus epidemic. And then everybody loved him. Oh, he got a book deal, won an Emmy, you know, had all this good things happen. And then all these accusations of sexual misconduct come out. And now all of a sudden he's trying to salvage what he can.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. This announcement came after like a multi-minute long video where he continued to try and argue for his innocence. But the worst part of it, the line that really stuck to me was where he said, you might know where I'm going with this.
Uh-huh.
The part where he said, he said something to the effect of, "It's very unfortunate how far the lines have been redrawn." Implying, of course, that all of this behavior was perfectly okay, you know, back in the good old days of the 1960s.
In the 20s when we kept the wife in the kitchen.
That's right, yeah. Back in the 60s, you could slap a girl on the rear end and she'd keep her mouth shut, and nobody was the wiser to it. The good old days when these things were okay. Like, bro, these were never okay. These things have never been okay. Just because now people and women specifically in the workplace are starting to stand up for themselves doesn't mean that it was okay before, and now we've redecided that it's not okay. It was never okay. And the fact that he would even imply that is just speaking to how much of a scumbag this dude is.
Well, didn't he use his Italian-ness?
Oh boy.
to excuse his behavior.
No, that was I think that was fake.
That was if anything, it was a Fox News headline, which they do things like that.
I know.
You know, but that was a meme going around. It was
funny though.
Yeah, Andrew Cuomo, "I'm not perverted, I'm just Italian."
That's like a Babylon Bee thing.
Well, yeah, because I mean the way he was talking about it, he was like, "I always touch people on the face."
Right.
"I always embrace them. And then the worst part is when he says, I don't care if they're white, black, LGBTQ, straight. And I'm like, no, stop. You're saying you're sexually assaulting everybody.
Yeah, you're literally just saying, whoever you are, I will sexually assault you. Like,
I have
my God.
Preference.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's his
Italian. No,
that was another one of those things where it was like,
imagine
me arguing. Oh yeah, no, I literally do it with everybody. That doesn't make it better, man. That doesn't make it better. You killed this person. I literally try to kill everyone that I meet. That's not okay.
Well, I said
that's very, very bad.
I said it last week, and it still fits. That's like saying a racist joke and going, "No, I have black friends."
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or just saying, make it okay. No, it's okay. I'm racist toward everybody.
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
No, man. It's not okay. It doesn't make it okay.
Isn't it fitting, though?
Stop hurting women.
Isn't it fitting, though, he gets replaced by a woman?
It is fitting.
It's very poetic.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is suitable. But bye, chump. See you never. Mickey, all those years that you spent working in film.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Quentin Tarantino?
Nope.
Did you ever work on one of his movies?
Nope.
Did you ever work? What was the most famous movie that you ever worked on?
I'm waiting for something like huge that we never knew about.
Scarface.
No. Titanic. No.
Yeah.
It was a very. Oh God! Mel Gibson was in it. I met Bill Gibson for like 0.5 seconds.
Oh.
The Passion of the Christ?
No.
The one where he's a woman?
Did he ask you if you were a Jew?
No. He was in his rehab phase, and I walked into the tent to have a cigarette because that's where we were supposed to smoke, and then I got yelled at by everybody.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. Yep.
Darn, what movie was it?
Was he cool, though?
No.
Was he nice to you?
No.
Oh, okay. Did he yell at you, too?
Yep.
Did he? Ooh. Mel Gibson. Yeah. He got yelled at by Mel Gibson.
I got yelled at by a room of people. I was like, okay, got it. Like, even though this is where you told me to go, but it's fine, whatever.
So he probably didn't ask if you were a Jew. He accused you of being one because he hates those people. And he was just really mad to see you there and immediately thought, of course.
Of course. Who else would dare come in here?
So you worked on a Mel Gibson movie, though. Was it The Beaver? Was it that one? Because that was after he started to do his rehab, wasn't it?
No, this was 12 years ago.
Wasn't Signs, was it?
No.
The Shyamalan movie.
Here, pull up his IMDb. We're figuring out this
I
movie.
I figure that might have been a chance because that was at least filmed in Bucks County. So
this wasn't when I was in PA. This was when I was in Massachusetts. It was some of it was filmed in Northampton, Mass.
Yeah, Braveheart.
Braveheart, Passion of the Christ, Lethal Weapon. That's an old one.
He
Mad Max. Oh, that's from the 70s.
Oh,
did
my
you do
God,
that one?
No.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Well, Mickey is 104, as we've learned.
What Women Want. Signs. The Patriot. Boss Level. Apocalypto.
He was a director of that one.
I don't know. I put in Mel Gibson movies. We Were Soldiers. Bloodfather. The Expendables 3. Daddy's Home. Daddy's Home 2.
It's like
Fat
an obscure,
Man.
It's an obscure movie. It's
Fat Man?
No.
Just
give up.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, that would be perfect.
I know it would. Yeah, you know Mickey was lobbying to get in on that production staff.
Payback, Lethal Weapon.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Anyway, okay. Quentin Tarantino has never given his mom a penny.
Good for him.
Well.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, you know, we know of the adversarial relationship between Mickey and her mom.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of projection going on here. Lazy E loves his mom. I love my mom. Kara?
Yes, of course.
I love Kara's mom.
Oh, my God. In a recent interview, Quentin Tarantino said she was cussing him out for not doing well in school because he was trying to write screenplays instead. She told him when he was supposed to be doing schoolwork, he needed to ditch his, quote, little writing career, and she used finger quotes for that phrase. At that moment, Quentin vowed that if he ever became a success, she would never see a penny.
What a baby.
I know.
Yeah, that's one real
sick
way.
Yeah, but what parent belittles their child for doing something creative?
True.
True, but
yeah.
We also say...
That's a hell of a grudge, though.
I mean, didn't you already prove her very wrong by being one of the most successful directors of the modern age?
Maybe she still has the same attitude.
Maybe.
But no, I don't think she does now.
Quit, now you're ever going to give up that stupid writing career?
Mom, I've won Oscars.
Shut up and get back to school.
I don't care about that Sesame Street character.
You never finished Basic English number... No, 101, whatever it's called.
We've said it on this show that kids don't need to get participation awards, and you should tell them the truth. The truth is, being a screenwriter is not a safe job.
No.
Right.
Especially when you're just starting as a kid. So she was looking out for him. Throw your mom some money and take care of your family. What a jerk. He always seemed like a jerk to me.
He apparently did get his mom out of a jam with the IRS once, but that's it.
Oh. Buy her a house.
He said, quote, there are consequences for your words as you deal with your children. Remember, there are consequences for your sarcastic tone and what's meaningful to them.
I mean, okay. But all he had to do to get back at her real quick was that IRS thing. Say something like, you know, oh, your little money issue with the IRS with quotes around it like she did about the little writing thing. And then done. Equal. Done.
He should have asked her if she ever passed calculus.
Yeah.
Well, you know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us.
I know my calculus.
Well, alrighty then.
Yep, so that's it.
Glad to have been here.
Yeah.
Don't like this at all. Not a fan. LeVar Burton was one of the final people to guest host Jeopardy, and I thought he did a spectacular job. Mm-hmm. So did most of the internet. But for some reason, they decided to give the job to a producer. Like, the most uninspired choice for being the host of Jeopardy that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, they could have went with Aaron Rodgers. They could have went with LeVar Burton. They could have went with anybody.
Yeah. Well, do you think they were going for somebody that would be boring so people didn't, like, look at the person so much as they did the game show? So the game show is still, like, the star?
But Ken Jennings was also in that, and he was Jeopardy.
Yeah, I know. I would have gone for Ken Jennings. But go ahead.
What's weird is that they have two hosts now?
Yeah.
No, but it's only in special occasions.
Oh, okay. Because executive producer Mike Richards, who I've also heard apparently he was one of the people in the Me Too thing that, like, apparently he has Cuomo'd a bunch of women.
Oh, my gosh.
And like that, a lot of that has come out, and it's like, well, great.
And you're going to stick him as the face of...
Well, that's what I mean. And, like, these accusations came out, like, a week ago, I think. And they still went forward with picking this guy?
Yeah.
That just seems like really not like a good idea.
And he's an executive producer. I mean, I know other people had to pick him, but like, did you basically give yourself the job?
No, he definitely did. That's exactly what happened here. He gave himself this job.
What is a bad move?
Yeah. That really does smack, though, of what this was. Like, they did the whole guest host thing to try and get ratings and get people interested in the show. And then, but he knew the whole time, I'm just going to give it to myself. Like, it's just, ugh. Especially after seeing LeVar Burton up there and how great he did and everything else. And it's like, but yeah, he and Big Bang Theory star Mayim Bialik?
Nope. Mayim Bialik.
One of those.
Close. It was so close.
There's a lot of
Blossom.
Similar. Yeah, TV's Blossom is going to be the other host. She played
Blossom.
The character on Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon's
girlfriend.
Yeah, I forget the name now.
Her name was. Yeah, they're going to take on primetime specials and tournaments on ABC, starting with a college championship next year.
She must have a contract with ABC that she has to fulfill so many years because she did that Cat Cafe show last year.
That wasn't that bad.
She's a terrible actress.
Oh, yeah, she is a terrible actress.
The show, fine. She's a terrible actress. And even watching her, like, every show, I watched all of it because I couldn't look away. So I watched the entire season.
She's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, I had to. But, like, the way she would deliver things, I'm going... Was she this bad, like, the whole time? Because I liked Blossom.
Yeah.
I liked the old guy on that show, that Cat Cafe show. Yeah.
I'm annoyed.
He's funny.
I'm annoyed by this guy's statement. He said in his Wednesday announcement, "Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined being chosen to step into the role of this magnitude." Oh, really?
Oh, it's such a shocker to him.
Yeah, it's so surprising.
What?
Wow, Kara interviewed with that guy, didn't he? I'm a big deal.
Yeah. That was this guy, Kara.
Oh, I had no idea. It makes sense now.
You could have been his assistant.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Would have been exciting, right? you could have heard all day long about how great he is. And then he would gently touch your stomach as he walked past you every time.
Yeah, squeeze the rolls on my stomach. Oh. Maybe get caught in between two of them.
Oh.
Gross. We get together to Kiki.
Up next, it is the NBC edition of Figure Out the Fall premieres. Are you ready? It's here on A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
It's time again for America's favorite game show, Figure Out the Fall Premieres. And here's your host, Lazy Nick E.
Ah, I'm so excited!
Whoa. Yeah! We're back.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. Michael Jackson, back from the dead. He's here. That's right, everybody. Brought his urn.
Yeah. Everybody loves Figure Out the Fall Premieres.
I don't like when you talk. It's not your turn yet. So it's an easy game. All I do is I tell you new shows to a network, and I tell you only the name, and you have to figure out what the show's about.
It was almost a coherent sentence. It was nearly there.
You're almost coherent.
That's true.
Almost.
I skirt the edge.
Skirt your face.
Skirt! Yeah! No Chugi here!
That was Chugi.
Yep, you can't follow it up by saying not Chugi.
Put that on a t-shirt. No Chugi here.
Shut up, Kara. Shut up, Crisco. This is the one game Mickey does well in because he doesn't talk. All right. We do have contestants on the show, as you're hearing. She missed the first episode of this game show, so she already starts out with 1 point behind. It's Kara! This girl has three dogs, a cat,
One shot up, 1 point behind.
This girl has three dogs, a cat, and a massive oaf as a boyfriend. Mickey!
Oaf. A massive oaf.
Have you played this before, Kara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mickey!
Yep.
You were my favorite. Now you're going to be my favorite on my list. The other list.
Okay.
The important list. And this guy was everything from a nuclear engineer to a radio personality, and now he hawks houses for unreasonable prices.
Yeah.
It's Chris Gunn.
Yeah, perfect description of me. All right. My first ever.
So, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. We flipped me in the back. It hurt. It had no point. We figured out nothing by doing that.
Something's happening. I'm not sure if words are being spoken, but it's...
It hurt. It hurt bad. So, Crisco goes first.
All right.
All right. The first new show, this is off of NBC.
Right. Yeah. So you tell us the title, we figure out what the show's about.
And you shut up.
Yeah. All right. These are all new shows?
Yes.
All right.
The first show, that would be stupid to give you the ones that already happened.
I don't know. I don't watch much regular TV anymore, so I wouldn't even know.
Don't be little TV. It's the only friend I have.
Okay.
The first show is La Brea.
Ooh.
What?
La Brea.
La Brea?
L-A space B-R-E-A.
Oh, La Brea.
La Brea.
I was so off.
How did you... Do you speak French? Mickey is French.
Well,
Do you know what this means? This word? La Brea?
No. Like, when you were saying La Brea, I thought you meant B-R-E-T. All right.
So, La Brea is a show about scientists that work in a lab, mm-hmm. but like they're cool, so they call it, instead of the laboratory, they call it La Brea. And it's just all about the hijinks that they get into. And you know what? Specifically, it's about Chinese scientists coming up with COVID-19 before the pandemic and their aspirations to destroy an enslaved world. Wow. Multi-camera comedy coming to NBC this fall. That's right.
Mickey, figure out the fall premiere. La Brea.
La Brea-tory.
This is about a girl who is trying to escape the U.S. and hide in France, and she's doing it with a disguise with a hat that she calls a La Brea because she doesn't know enough French.
To know beret?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's close. Nice.
That was good. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Or rather, should you say, wee-wee!
I'm going to wee-wee all over your face if you don't stop this.
That I'm not into. That's like what place where I draw the line. No water sports.
Get ready, Michael Phelps.
Oh, my God.
Everything was good so far. Let's bring it down with Karis. Yeah. Yes. Figure out the fall prepare for La Brea.
Michael Phelps. This is a show about a girl and all the hijinks she gets into becoming a lingerie model. And the company she works for sells bras specifically called La Breas.
Okay. You were all really close.
Sweet.
But not.
You were all extremely close.
He's crying.
Yeah, I am. It's an epic adventure An epic adventure begins with a massive sinkhole opening in the middle of Los Angeles, pulling hundreds of people and buildings into its depths. Those who fell in find themselves in a mysterious and dangerous land where they have no choice but to band together to survive. Meanwhile, the rest of the world desperately seeks to understand what happened. La Brea.
We were close.
That is a terrible name for a show. Oh, my God.
It describes nothing about the show.
No, not at all. Why didn't they just call it Sinkhole? You know what I mean? Jeez.
People go in hole. Yeah. That's what I would have called
Hollow
it.
Hollow Earth. I don't know anything.
I looked up La Brea. It's the tar pits.
Oh.
Now it makes sense.
But if you have to look it up.
Yeah.
I know.
They should just call it tar pit then. You know, just use English words.
Don't look at me like that.
Okay, I won't. I'll look at Mickey that way.
No.
Kara's
no.
All right. Next show. Mickey, you're going to go first.
Okay, great.
It's called Ordinary Joe.
Oh, it's about me.
What?
Ordinary Joe.
Are you a guy?
Maybe.
What?
They called it Ordinary Joe, not Average Joe?
Maybe that's what.
Like, did I speak? Did I stutter?
No.
There I did.
Yeah, NBC has terrible names for their shows.
Okay. Kara, Ordinary Joe.
It's about a guy named Joe who owns a coffee company that he named Oreo Joe? Ordinary Joe.
Oreo Joe.
And it's just plain old, boring, plain coffee, and that's the only option you get.
Oreo Joe is the guy who drives around in the white van offering kids Oreos. That's Oreo Joe. That's not true. What the show's about.
Oh.
Don't go to Oreo
Joe. No, don't ask Oreo Joe for Oreos. There's a cream filling. It's just not the kind
of thing.
Oh, why?
This is we are sponsored, which we'll get to in a little. Crisco, Ordinary Joe.
Okay, so Ordinary Joe is actually going to be one of those, like, competition shows, like talent competitions. There's 50 million of them. Freaking Cody Rhodes has one too.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the heck all these are called. But the whole point is, it's to see who can do the most boring thing rather than the most incredible. Who is the most ordinary Joe in the world?
Mickey.
That's what it is.
Mickey
but
starring X-Pac, he could be on the panel on that
He's
one.
He's my best friend.
There you go.
We'll go into that story some other time. Ordinary Joe, life is all about the choices you make, and sometimes what you do in a single moment can change everything. This new heartfelt life-affirming drama follows Joe, long last name, who faces one of these decisions at his college graduation. The three parallel stories that diverge from that night find Joe and the other people around him with different careers, relationships, and family lives, showing the unexpected ways that things can change and stay the same. Ordinary Joe.
So it's like a multi-timeline show?
Yeah.
Like a choose your ending book.
Oh, God, that sounds now awful.
Yep.
All right.
Like I said, this show is sponsored. Mm. And it's sponsored. Don't do that. Please.
We don't want to lose our sponsors.
This sponsor is remote controls.
All right.
Because hitting your kid on the head so he would get up and change the channel got too un-PC. Remote controls.
Yeah, they call people about that now.
They do. They aren't your kid anymore. Crisco.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
No, Kara's first this time, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Kara. Don't look at me like that.
I actually looked at Crisco like that.
I know, but then you
kind of... I liked it, though.
Ooh. Hey,
he's looking for
something.
A drop.
I'm wearing your mother.
That wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, baby. It's so good. Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
This show is called American Auto. Figure out the fall premiere.
American Auto. All right. This is a show about a guy that originated from Germany named Otto. And he comes to America and just we follow him in his shenanigans as he learns how to become an American.
That would be an interesting show. More interesting than what this is actually about. Crisco.
This is an ongoing documentary-style show about the Ford Motor Company and their efforts to produce a vehicle that does not fall apart within the first handful of years that it exists.
Impossible show. So that is wrong. That is wrong. Mickey! It's called American Auto. Figure it out.
This is about how the auto industry is coming back to America.
Right. No, we want the cars again. To stay together. American Auto, from the creators of Superstore, comes a new workplace comedy that takes the wheels off the automobile. Automobile. Industry set in Detroit, the corporate executives of Payne Motors are at a crossroads.
Payne Motors.
That's right.
So it is Ford.
Adapt to the changing times or be sent to the junkyard.
Oh, that was clever.
And that could be Daimler Chrysler then.
Hmm. Hmm.
Hmm.
You ready for the last show?
I'm set. Let's do it.
All right, Crisco.
Let us do it.
Stop. Just stop.
Let us do it.
It doesn't help. Making it deeper doesn't help.
Let us.
What she said.
There's that creep filling again. Oh. All right. I love Oreos.
So do I. Ooh. Kara, I was saying, and then a girl voice came through.
Let's do it.
Crisco.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah.
It's called Grand Crew.
Grand Crew?
Yeah. Figure out the fall premiere.
This is about the crew of the Grand View in the Poconos.
That's a strip club.
That
is a very R-rated comedy. Very R-rated comedy.
Who's got crabs next week on the Grand Crew?
Oh my.
Mickey!
We're going to go back to PC on this. Grand Crew is the crew for all the people that go out and take photos to, like, show off the world. Like, all the fun places to go to, vacation-wise.
Okay.
Okay.
Kara.
Grand Crew.
I wasn't finished.
Oh.
Grand Crew. Finished. Figure out the fall premiere.
He almost told you to finish the lyric.
Finish the lyric. Do it.
I'm going to say this is a show about people. They get like a crew of people together, hence crew in the title.
Good.
And they give each one of them $1,000, and they have to spend the $1,000 to try to make a bigger business, but all they can invest originally is $1,000.
Again, a much better guess than what this show is. This group of young professionals are all trying to navigate the ups and downs of life and love in Los Angeles. And they always find time to get together at their favorite bar to wine down.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think what we've learned is... you don't have to worry about watching NBC this fall.
Wow.
Wine down. I don't think you got the joke.
No, I did.
Did you?
I definitely
Wine's
got it.
Wine's a drink.
Oh! Oh!
And they're at a bar. Ah!
Hey! Yeah, right. Ah!
Ah! So what else?
Ah! What else?
That's it.
Who won? Did anybody win?
No, I lost.
And that was another fun edition of Figure Out the Fall Premieres.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
How prevalent do you believe psychopathy is?
I think we're going to find out a lot more prevalent than I expected.
It's at least 1 in 4.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Like, we didn't know this already.
Yeah, we know you're a psycho, Mickey.
I thought you were acting like a psycho because you kept on twitching.
No, I was motioning toward Mickey.
I was like,
he couldn't use his hand. He had to use his head.
That way. Yeah, she never looks directly at me because she doesn't like acknowledging that I exist.
She's
so
looking at you right now.
Get away with this.
She was.
Thanks for blowing up my spot. So this is from Boing Boing.
Oh!
1 in 22 people are a psychopath.
Well, that's way more than 1 in 4. Or it's one way less than 1 in 4.
I'm fine. It's less. It's not way less. I mean, that's still a lot. According to this, it's a new study. There's a pretty good chance that you know a psychopath. There's definitely a good chance that you work with one, since apparently 4.5% of the general population are psychos. Legitimately psychos.
What is the definition of psychopath, do they say?
Whoever suffers from the neurological, I guess you could call it, condition of psychopathy. You know, look up the definition in the medical journal, whatever it's called.
I just won't know what
Where's Mr.
about.
Google today?
Look, I don't have all of the information all the time.
Yeah, you are supposed to be smarter than Google.
I'll ask the real Google.
Okay, fine. That's
hey,
fine.
Google.
So that is 1 in 20, every 22 people. Now, here we go. Here's the list of jobs, the 10 jobs that attract psychopaths the most.
Is it a bowling alley?
Well, we're going to find out. We'll start here and I'll work our way up. Politician.
Shocker.
Really big shocker. Yeah. That's one thing I never... There's a friend of mine who actually... he does listen to this show. And he said that, you know, one of the reasons why... Like... I think it was an argument he made once for, like, why leaning more of a socialist direction was a good idea. And his whole thing was because, well, 1 in every 22 people are psychopaths. And my whole counter to that is, like, well, if that's the case... Why would you want to give those people the opportunity to consolidate all the power amongst themselves?
Sure.
So that's the thing. Like, you know, Grant, because his argument against, like, a free society was, well, every 1 in every 22 or whatever number he said at the time is a psychopath. It's like, well, okay. You know, and that's why, like, you know, so you can't trust people to be left to their own devices because there's psychopaths all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, yeah, let's just consolidate the power around them, though. And according to this, most politicians are psychopaths. So that's not encouraging, and definitely doesn't make me want to give them more authority and power.
What was the definition?
So the definition says that psychopathy.
Yeah.
is characterized by superficial charm, high intelligence, poor judgment, and failure to learn from experience. Egocentricity, a lack of remorse or shame, impulsivity, and a grandiose sense of self-worth, including pathological
lying,
manipulative behavior, etc.
Essentially, it's basically anything you can imagine as being, like, immoral. It's like the embodiment of an immoral scumbag is somebody who would be a psychopath. And then they don't feel bad about it on top of everything.
So a politician was the perfect fit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, chef is next on the list.
Really?
I can see, because
they could certainly hide a body.
Yes. And the fact that they always seem like they think that they're better.
That's the egocentricism. Centricity. Egocentricity.
See, I messed you.
Third try.
What about Gordon Ramsay, right?
Like, yeah.
Right? Yeah. There you go.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Police officer.
Does not shock me either.
Nope.
Kind of goes along with a lot of the things that, you know, people have been talking about over the last year-ish. Tracks a lot of psychos. So does Priest.
Was that next on the list?
Oh, yep. Boy.
Oh no.
Oh, boy, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just, boy. We know.
Yeah, yeah. And to go along with the running theme that you've probably heard on this show before, saying, like, you know, you can't trust journalists in the news, because journalists is next. A lot of, I mean, but that's, again, you're talking about somebody who their entire thousands, if not many, many more than that, you know, hang on their every word. Their stuff gets a massive platform and everything else. There's definitely
anything to boost their ego. Any of those jobs that do that, that's where they're at.
Yeah, they get off on the idea of having power and influence through their words and what they do. They can very easily manipulate a population. So if you've got someone, according to that definition, who is a, you know, a pathological liar and a manipulator, that's a perfect place for somebody like that. Surgeon.
Mm. Well, they play God.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, they meddle in God's domain constantly. Salesperson.
Oh. Yep.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Lazy working with salespeople every day. Yes. Yep. Real estate salesperson. I feel bad about stuff, Mickey.
When?
Oh.
Up next.
That was E.
I feel bad about picking this topic to talk about on the podcast. Up next, TV or radio personality.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I can see that.
Oh,
I feel like,
man,
there's no chance Crisco isn't a psychopath now, because you're 2 out of 3 right there.
Yeah, I've done a couple of these. These are at the top of the list, too. Lawyer is number 2.
Yeah.
You know what I always hate? When I hear people call it a lawyer. Have you ever heard people say that?
Yeah. Jim Bone? In the South, maybe.
Jim Bone used to always say that.
Well, he has a Southern accent.
Yeah.
Though, he's from
Kansas
City.
Lawyer.
Yeah, like they say law.
Liar.
Because
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Lawyer. Number 1, completely unsurprising, CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those people don't even sleep. You know, of course their brains are broken.
Mm-hmm.
That, and they, like Kara witnessed when she went and got interviewed.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty big deal.
Right. Mm. Yeah. He wasn't even a CEO. Nope. He was just some dope in middle management.
Yep.
Like,
well, that just shows you, and you're in middle management. How far does it go up when you're a CEO?
They tell you to dress for the job you want, so.
That's why I wore pajamas. So, lowest rate of psychopaths in the following jobs. We'll cut through this list really quickly because we are actually out of time for the show, believe it or not. Accountants. Physicians, which is interesting.
Okay,
like,
right.
Not like surgeons is different than like a physician.
Right.
Like an actual doctor.
Right.
Artists, teachers, charity workers, stylists.
Hmm.
So I guess like that probably includes...
Well, you have to empathize with your customers.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Barbers and beauticians, I would assume, are both lumped in under that category.
Well, you're in a servant type of mode. Mm-hmm. Then, so you almost are below you... Your ego, because
it's interesting.
Yeah, there is no ego there.
Well, no, ego could go both ways. You could think you're lesser than and have a terrible ego, and that's what they have.
Well, think about this: like, with the exception of accountants, which is mostly, I mean, there's an element of you know, serving there, but it's mostly numbers and just math. And artists, which is just like, you know, I mean, but you
serving
know, a lot of people. But with artists, you know, it's a lot of like. Most people in touch with their emotions, who like pour them into their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of these, though, think about what I've said: physicians, teachers, charity workers, stylists. All of those are direct servant positions. Mm-hmm. It's not servant, you know what I mean?
But, yeah, but they service people.
Yes.
No E. No.
Oreo E on the show. So,
like, they care what the person,
right? Yeah,
they're working with. Yeah. Thanks, or
they're providing a direct person-to-person service. Artisans or craftsmen is the next on the list. Does sandwich artisan come in under that umbrella?
I love sandwich artisans.
There was, not to sidetrack, there was a Subway worker who, like, recently I was at Subway, and she put a lot of effort into the presentation of my sandwich, and I was like, man,
I'm just going to devour it.
Yeah, like, it's all going to look like poop eventually. It's like so, but I appreciate this, and you put the artist in sandwich artists, let me tell you. Therapists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nurses. Mm-hmm. Social workers. Again, servant attitudes, you know what I mean, in most of those jobs.
Yep.
And then whereas the other end of the list, where all the psychos are, almost not servants at all.
It's more self.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and which is funny because, like, chef, you know what I mean? You're, like, cooking for other people.
No,
and you're
that's
also
not
an
how
artist,
a chef works.
Sort of,
no,
right?
No, because the chef,
in a manner of speaking, anyway,
tells other
the sous chefs
what to do.
So it's a lot of boss and authoritative.
So the chef is the CEO of the kitchen.
Right.
Interestingly, yeah. Consider, like, you know, besides, like, salesperson, which is just like sleazeballs. Every other position at the top of that list where the psychos like to congregate at, all of those are authoritative positions of some degree or another. Think about it: politician, chef, okay, police officer, priest. Journalist, surgeon, same thing. Surgeon gives a lot of orders to people around the operating room and everything else. TV or radio personality, lawyer, CEO. All of those people are in positions of authority. Mm-hmm. So psychopaths are attracted to authority.
Mm-hmm. And power.
Right. Yeah, like a position of, like, listen to me, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you have it. I mean, you know, that's pretty much, it makes a lot of sense, you know. I don't know if I know of anybody from working in radio who I could say definitively was a psychopath.
No.
I mean, I've known plenty of people with egos, but I don't know if I would quantify any of them as being psychotic.
Right.
Yeah, they have traits of a psychopath, but I would, I haven't worked with any of them that I would say, they're off the rail.
Right.
Unless they're just really good at hiding it.
Oh, yeah. What if that's part of their psychopathy?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Psychopathy.
That's a great Slipknot song. Anyway.
Yeah.
Psychopathy.
Psychopathy.
All right, Kara, since you missed last week, you got to do the thing to end the show. Don't grunt. Are you pooping? Why are you grunting at face?
Still trying to think through this poo.
All right, go ahead, Kara. Play it out there.
Freakaccident.com.
Don't look to Mickey. There's no help for you there.
Yeah, I'm definitely not helping you. I'm sorry.
Freakaccident.com is the website.
What? And she's going to go work in radio.
Yeah.
She's just got to promote radio. She doesn't have to do much else. Mm.
And at the website.
Words. Sentence structure.
Yeah, at the website, you can listen to past podcasts and current ones. You can also go to our social media from there and follow us there. Then you could also shop there.
These things are all under associated tabs, too, by the way, in pages.
I'm sure they
know
that
already. The podcast page, the connect page.
Even new people understand that there's tabs. And there's tabs on this page. The shop tab, you can click on and buy a t-shirt for $19.99 plus shipping
soda,
and handling. And
great
it's very
beverage.
Nice.
You sound like you have a gun to your head.
And then you know what else you could do.
Oh, yeah, she was just talking about the t-shirt, too, and I talked over it. How rude of me, number one. And number two, very important to go buy our shirt. Right, Kara? Promote it, promotions director. Do it.
Buy the shirt.
Yeah.
$19.99 plus shipping and handling on the shop tab and wear it. And then tag us in a picture of it, because that would be super cool on social media. We would love that. And then you can also get free stickers in that same area there. We just need your physical mailing address. And eventually, someday, we will send you some free stickers.
Throw in the shade.
Let's see. We did podcast
Everybody
tab.
Who's asked for stickers has gotten them at this point.
All right. We did podcast tab. We did t-shirt shop tab. We did social media tab. You can learn about us there if you want to know about us, see pictures of us.
Archive.
Yeah, I did that. Okay, and then
I wasn't paying attention. I have no idea.
And then, of course, most importantly, find us where you find
archive page.
Find us where you find all your pod. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find us.
If I only had a brain.
Pain.
And you
subscribe,
asked for it. Rate, and review, because it is importanti. And that's all I have to say about that.
Importanti. There's tentacles.
Yeah. Oh, That's everything, I think.
If you will get that joke, please keep it to yourselves. On the show next week, we will be bumping the fun movie bits backstage, whatever.
Whoa.
A man gives
we're
his message.
Bumping bits next
it's,
week?
It's,
yeah.
It's,
next week, we're bumping bits. A man gave his resignation.
We get together to Kiki.
Yeah. Get together to Kiki next week. A man gives his resignation in the most hilarious way. We're gonna
It's
Lazy is
it's genius.
He insists we have this on the show. Okay. And then we're also going to have the ABC edition of Figure Out the Ball Premieres. So make sure to come back next week for that brand new episode. And if you're subscribed, you don't have to worry about it. We'll come to you. So we'll see you then. Keep your Oreos tight. And for a freak accident, my name is Crisco.
I don't know if I want to say my name anymore. I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Double stuff.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.